righty, my friend. Let's sit down here and have a whiz with Hotspot Clicker Menus, and I'll show you what we've done. And it's not a big deal, just want to show it to you. Menus in Hotspot Clicker. And the basic idea is that you can group together your hotspots into a menu structure, kind of similar to what you do in Windows, where you tap a hotkey of something to open the menu, and then you right-left arrow across the top row there to pick the submenu you care about, and then down arrow into it. And at that point, you're browsing hotspots, and push enter on one to actually run it. So in this case, you don't actually run the spot just because you encounter its name. Yeah, so I'll show you how to set that up, because there are cases where that's a handy thing to do. And of course, the example that I will show isn't. What else is new? I always do that. So I have grabbed the Windows playback volume control thing here, and I'll fool around with it in here. And you know, you can go to any control in there with a hotkey. A lot of them have hotkeys to set focus there, but let's pretend we don't have that. And what we would really like to do is have the microphone settings all in one menu and line-in settings in the other. That sounds good. Well, the first thing you got to do is define the hotspots that you want to put in the menu. In fact, the main procedure is define the spots that will be used by the menu, and then define the submenus, which groups those spots together in logical fashion. Then define the menu on top of that that grabs the submenus and groups them together. And then you define an activator hotspot that will just open the menu. So that's the general flow of it. But we've got to define the spots first. And in my case, I'm going to define a spot to set focus on one of these controls. Where am I? Yeah, is that coming in here? No, it isn't. Okay.
Playback control.
Ouch.
Playback control.
Alrighty. What control are we on?
Microphone balance, left, right, slider.
I don't want to be on that one yet, do I? Yep.
New checkbox.
Yes, I do. Microphone balance. So we'll be there, and we'll define a spot to set focus on that. And you do that by let's put the JAWS cursor there anyway.
JAWS PC.
Even though I don't think you have to.
Volume control XP. Select the position in both of the user.
So I enter the hotspot creation wizard and choose
set focus.
Set focus.
JAWS dialog. Remove dynamic information from this current window name and press enter dialog. Edit microphone balance.
Now, as I do this, I'm going to get a lot of these remove dynamic information messages. And it's kind of important to get these right. It has nothing to do with what I want to tell you, but a lot of people don't do this, don't remove dynamic information. And as a result, their spots are failing more than they would like. Well, who wants them to fail at all? But dynamic information is stuff that's going to change as you operate the app. So in this case, it says microphone balance, and had it said microphone balance and then jim.wav or something like that, I would know that, well, jim.wav, that's got my document name in it. I don't want that. That'll change next time I edit this and run a different document. So we would take that out. But in the cases I'm going to contend with here, it looks like they are all static. None of them will change. Microphone balance will stay the same no matter what. So we'll just accept that.
Edit. Playback control.
And there's another one. It wants to know, and that's playback control. We'll keep that.
Edit.
That was a remove dynamic information message that JAWS, for some reason, didn't say. But that's what it was. And I just pushed enter to approve it. You can use standard editing keys to scratch out the part that will change. And in some cases, those are rather long, so be careful to make sure that you have edited the whole thing. All right, what does it want? It wants a name.
Enter a label to identify this hotspot dialog. Close symbol.
Yeah, so I will call that microphone balance. And before you mention it to me, yes, it is true that one of the dynamic names that it presented to me was microphone balance, and that was the very string I wanted here. But when I tried to copy that to the clipboard, it won't go, and I don't know what that is. It has to do with the HJ dialogues that we're using to do that. And I might do something special there, because a lot of times that's what you have to do, is grab something out of that those window class names or window names or whatever it is that it's grabbing and asking me to take the dynamic information out of. And it's the very thing I want to use as the label for the hotspot. But in this case, because I'm a slug crawling on the bottom of the pond, they must type that in myself. And so I've done so. Push enter.
Would you like this label to be spoken upon activation? Dialog list box, yes.
I don't want to speak the label because I'm going to have the menus activated, and that would produce extra chatter, but you could do that as a debugging aid just to make sure that's really happening. And then go into the definition editor and change a little thing called enunciation from 2 to 3, and then it won't say that anymore. But I don't want to say it, and I know that.
No.
So,
would you like to assign a hotkey to this hotspot? Dialog list box, yes. No.
Not because I'm going to have the menu do it, but in some cases you might want to test these hotspots first, just to make sure they all really work before you go fooling around with menus. And in a case like that, assigning a hotkey to it is handy. But again, you have to go change that to free up the hotkey. Because by and large, you don't want a hotkey for something you're just going to activate from a menu, so I'll say...
Oh. Added to file volume control XT, HSC, microphone balance, left, right, slider, 50%.
All right, and that's it. And now I have to do that for the rest of the controls in this segment, and I will mercifully excuse you while I go do that, and then we'll come back in mere seconds with them all defined. Oh, but before you go, I'm going to define the... next spot for
microphone volume up down slider 100% to increase or decrease with the arrow keys.
And we have the HSC mods Q keystroke, which will kind of be a quick definition. It will remember some of the choices I made last time.
Volume control XT, JAWS dialog, remove dynamic information from this current window name and press enter dialog, edit volume.
Volume is going to stay the same, so we'll approve it.
Edit microphone volume.
Yep, and we can approve that one too.
Enter a label to identify this hot PC, edit, land.
Type in microphone volume. All right, and we're done, because it took for granted that I don't want to speak the label, and I don't want to put a hotkey on it and all that kind of stuff. All right, so I'll go do the rest of these, and you can be right back. Oh, all right, we've done that. You've just nipped back in, and it didn't take me but about 3 minutes at the most to do it.
2 minutes and 9 seconds, to be exact.
But anyway, now that I've done that, we can go to the HSC Mods F1 list here and observe
volume control XT hotspots, volume control XT hotspots dialog list box, line and balance,
that we have that
line and mute, line and volume.
So we've got those three for line in,
microphone advanced, microphone balance, microphone mute, microphone volume.
All right, and those four for microphone. So it's next to create the sub menus that will gather these together. So let's go to the HSC actions menu with the HSC Mods F10 key.
Hotspot flicker actions menu dialog.
And there's an item in here called
menu management.
And we'll take that.
Menu management dialog list box, create a new submenu.
Well, that's the first item in the list, and it's conveniently what we want to do because it's logically the next step.
JAWS dialog, enter the name of the new submenu, edit.
Let's do microphone settings first. Okay.
Microphone settings.
Okay.
Choose spots to add to or delete from submenu microphone settings. Press right arrow to add to spot or left arrow to remove it. Press escape when finished. Mute checkbox check. Alt plus M. Microphone balance no.
I can hear the mute checkbox check stuff coming through from the application, because that actually is still in focus. And we can't really completely stop that. I'm sorry about that. I'd kind of like to. We've tried several times to make it not do that, but it's kind of inevitable. Okay, so I'm now in this little list here where I'm going to choose spots that go to that submenu, and I have to push right arrow to put them on the list and left arrow to take them off, so, and up and down arrow to explore the list. What do we got here?
Microphone balance, no.
Yes, that goes on here.
Microphone balance, yes. Microphone volume, no.
Yep.
Microphone volume, yes. Microphone mute, no. Microphone mute, yes. Microphone advanced, no. Line and balance, no.
Oh, wait.
Microphone advanced, no. Microphone
advanced,
yes.
I want that one on there. Okay, so we got all four of those on.
Line and balance, line and volume, line and mute, no.
The line ins are not on. That's the end of the list. Okay. Now, if I push enter here.
The select or deselect the hotspot. Use numpad left and right arrow to exit. Press escape.
HSC doesn't believe in that, so you have to push escape And
confirm dialog. Exit the ring builder. Do you want to save your changes? Yes button. Alt plus save in ring data. Save. New checkbox.
So that's the way you get out of that. Okay. So we did that. Now let's go back into the actions menu.
Hotspot clicker actions menu dialog. Menus management.
Menus management.
Menu management.
What? We're going to
create a new submenu.
Do another one.
Jaws dialog. Dialog. Enter the name of the new submenu. Edit. Line and settings.
Okay.
Choose spots to add to or delete from submenu line and settings. Press right arrow to add the spot or left arrow to remove it. Press escape when finished. Mute checkbox checked. Alt plus M. Microphone balance low.
Well, so we don't want any of those microphones. I think I can just type L-I-N here and...
Line and balance low.
Yep, it'll do that. It'll search there.
Line and balance yes. Line and volume low. Line and volume. Line and mute low. Line and mute yes.
Okay, so that's it. Escape.
Confirm dialog. Exit the ring builder. Do you want to save and ring data? Save. Mute checkbox checked. Alt plus M.
All right. Good deal. Now we've got submenus, and that's good. And if you go back into the actions menu.
Hotspot clicker action. Menus management. Menu management dialog. List box. Create a new submenu.
We're done with that. But what you'd notice is that if you go down here.
Create a menu. Delete a menu. Delete a submenu. Edit a menu. Edit a submenu.
You can do all that stuff. So let's edit a submenu.
Select a submenu to modify dialog. List microphone settings.
Mm-hmm.
Choose spots to add to or delete from submenu microphone settings. Press right arrow to add the spot or left arrow to remove it. Press escape when finished. Mute checkbox checked. Alt plus M. Microphone balance yes. Microphone
advanced yes. Line so balance. All our stuff is still there. So that's how you would modify stuff if you change your mind after the fact.
Confirm dialog. Exit the ring builder. Do you want to save your changes? Yes button. Alt plus Y.
No.
Changes discarded. Mute checkbox.
Okay, good. I can have as many of these submenus as you want. You can make a menu with gobs and gobs of submenus if you want to confuse your user. And you have as many menus as you want. And because a menu item is really a hotspot, and hotspots can activate menus, you can have menus with selections that activate other menus that activate other menus yet other menus, and you'd think you were filling out a government form or something. So there you go. You can have a good time. Let's go back into the actions menu.
Hotspot clicker actions menu dialog. Menus management.
And do that.
Menu management dialog. List box. Create a new submenu.
Nope. Now we want to create a menu.
Create a menu.
This is the master that'll draw the submenus together.
Jaws dialog. Menu name dialog. Enter name of the menu to create it.
I like main menu. That's just a groovy name. So.
Main menu.
It is.
Microphone settings. No. Mute checkbox checked. Alt plus M.
Here, HSC is missing an announcement that says, please choose submenus to put onto your main menu. And I probably have fixed that by the time you hear this. But that's where I am. I'm now in a list of submenus, and you can see that I've got...
Microphone settings. Line of settings, no. Microphone settings, no.
Nah, I got both of these here, and they're both not on there, but let's fix that.
Microphone settings, yes. Line of settings, yes.
Okay. And now I can't push enter again. It's the same problem, so push escape.
Confirm dialog. Closing the menu builder. Do you wish to save the current menu? Yes button. Alt plus Y. Review the following list to confirm the order in which submenu will appear. Jaws dialog. Dialog. Menu list edit.
Well, okay. This has asked me to approve the order in which the menus will appear. Once you activate a menu, the thing you want to know is, well, which one is going to be highlighted first? And as I do left and right arrow, what order do they turn up in? Now this little string here that it's presented to me, a little edit box with a string in it, is all about the order, the left-right order that they will turn up in.
Microphone settings, line and settings.
And you didn't hear it, but there's a vertical bar in between those two. And as you're editing this, don't knock out the vertical bar. It's important. So I'm going to edit that. I'm going to put line in first, just because I can. So we'll... Select that, control X that, go over here and paste it, stick in a vertical, go at the back and pull vertical bar, the vertical bar off. And now we have
line and settings, microphone settings.
Line and settings, microphone settings separated by vertical bar, and that will now be the order. So left arrow will take me to the line in and right arrow will take me to microphone. Okay, I entered to approve that. And now we've got the menu defined. The only thing we need to do is to define a hotspot that will activate that menu. And that hotspot can do stuff. It can be as complex as you want, or it can be as innocuous and totally inefficacious as mine's about to be. I'll just put the Jaws cursor here just for the heck of it and define a spot.
Volume control XP. Select the position in both of the use when identifying this location. Dialog. List box. Set focus. Select absolute screen coordinates, application relative.
It doesn't matter what I choose there, but I kind of like to choose application. I don't know why. There's no reason, since I don't care.
Use your arrow keys to select an action to perform when this hotkey is executed. Then press enter. Dialog. List box. Left single click.
Nah, I don't want to do anything.
No action.
Okay.
Jaws dialog. Enter a label to identify this hotspot dialog. Edit mute.
Well, it grabbed mute because that's what happens to be in focus at the moment. But I think I will call it... Can I call it the same thing as my menu? Let's try it.
Main menu.
Let's see what happens.
Would you like this label to be spoken upon activation? Dialog. List box. No.
Yeah, I'm going to do it for now.
Yes. Would you like to assign a hotkey to this hotspot? Dialog. Yes.
Yep.
Mute checkbox check. Alt plus M. Press hotkey for spot main menu. Capture control 1. Added to file volume control XT HSC.
Okay. Got her defined, and I think that'll do nothing, though. Should just speak its name and do nothing else.
Main menu. Main menu. Main menu.
Yep, that's that. So, one last step, then, to make our menu come alive when I push that, and that is to add a post-processing function to this hotspot. And the name of that will indicate that it's about to active in a menu. Show you here. HSC mods F3.
Choose a hotspot from set volume control XT to which a post-processing function should be attached dialog. List box main menu equals control 1.
Okay. And that actually is the only one we have here. But if it had not been, we would be in a list of hotspots. And the most recently executed hotspot would be highlighted. So you can kind of preposition your list by just running the spot once. I'm there.
Okay.
Now, it's asking me about these functions, and it's got...
Create your own. HSC to code hotspot color. HSC process vertical slider.
All this kind of stuff, that these are bits of code that you can make run after your hotspot executes. After you've done whatever click action you want, then you can go and run these functions. And the one I want is down at the bottom here.
Open menu HSC.
Okay, so open menu HSC. And if I choose that, it's going to ask me some more questions, of course, because it's going to activate a menu. But at the moment, it doesn't know which one.
Menu select dialog. List box. Main menu.
So I would tell it if I needed to. But since we only have one menu, it's already highlighted and it's already correct. So main menu it is.
Submenu dialog, list box, line and settings.
All right, remember me telling you about, the choices you had to make about the left and right arrow, which order they're going to be in, and which one would be highlighted first? Well, this is the highlighted first question. And it's asking me what submenu you want, and I think...
Microphone, line and settings.
I think line in was what I wanted. I put that on the left. We'll see how it works.
Mute checkbox check. Alt plus M.
Okay, we're back to the mute checkbox, which is again is just our volume control app coming through. And if I press Control 1, that should wake my menu up.
Main menu, line and settings menu.
Indeed. I'm on the line in settings menu, and if I down arrow into that.
Line and balance. Line and volume. Line and mute. Line and mute. Line and balance.
Yep, so that's that, and then I can right arrow.
Microphone settings menu.
Got all these guys over here, and down arrow into those.
Microphone balance. Microphone volume. Microphone mute. Microphone volume.
Okay, you want to put focus on...
Microphone settings submenu item. Microphone volume. Microphone volume. Up-down slider 100%. Alt plus M.
And there it is. It's put focus there. So that's how that works. And,
main menu. Line and setting. Line and balance. Line and balance. Left-right slider 50%. Alt plus M.
Okay. So, yeah, happy menuing. It's a blast, and I hope you enjoy it. Tell your friends about it. See you later.